Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL match up like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jim Ryan joining us now on the Trocare College Lifeline. Jim, Instagram rolling out teen accounts. What exactly are they?
Well, teen accounts have been around forever, but this is a slightly different thing. Instagram users who sign up and they're under the age of 18 will be dropped immediately and automatically into these teen accounts. It allows parents greater control over the activities of their kids, including the ability to block their kids from viewing the app at night. That's one key component here. The thing is that kids 16 to 18 can simply change the settings, go in and change those default settings so that they can read it at night. They can get messages at night. But those under 16 will need their parental permission to change the settings. So it really applies more to 16 and under than to 18 and under. Child psychologists I've talked to say that this is a good step. They say it's a good start, but that it's certainly not a panacea to the problems posed, potential problems posed by social media to kids, the time they spent on those social media platforms and the potential harm that can come through them. So that's a start, but folks are saying, Brian, that it's not the be-all and end-all.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what parents think of this. But the other thing I'm wondering, how do kids say, you know, that they're 13 or 14 and not say that they're 18?
Well, that's the other thing. And Meta, the parent company to Instagram and to Facebook and some of the others, is trying to get through that, trying to work out some way without invading kids' privacy or invading users' privacy to determine that someone who's signing up is actually 12 or 13 instead of 18. That's still a big part of the equation that hasn't been solved yet. This all comes as social media platforms, including Instagram and WhatsApp, the others, are facing scrutiny and criticism from parents groups who say that their kids are being harmed by these social media platforms, Susan.
Okay. Well, hey, Jim, thank you for the update. Jim Ryan joining us, the latest on Instagram's new movement for teens.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.